This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Western Europe for commemorating the Allied invasion of Normandy, a major event toward the end of World War II. The AP's Charles Della Desma reports.
Following the focus on business and trade, Donald Trump will use the next 2 days to mark the 75th anniversary of the June 6, 1944 D-Day landing, likely the last significant commemoration most veterans of the battle will see. The events will begin in Portsmouth, England, where the invasion was launched, and then move across the Channel to France, where Allied forces began to recapture Western Europe from the Nazis. Charles Della Desma, London.
President Trump said he is more likely than not to impose a new 5% tariff on imported products from Mexico next week. Trump believes the tariffs may be an incentive for Mexico to curb Central American migrants from traveling through Mexico to reach the U.S. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin sees the tariffs hurting American consumers and farmers.
There will be an impact on the price of goods coming back and forth between the United States and Mexico that is going to raise prices on consumers, it's going to cost American jobs, and frankly, it's going to hurt my farmers, to be very blunt with you, who have taken a beating already with this war with China over trade.
Trump has threatened to increase the tariffs monthly in 5% increments if the migration is not curbed. The Democratic Republic of Congo is treating more than 2,000 cases of the Ebola virus. The health ministry says more than 500 people have been cured of the virus. The ministry update says the fight against the deadly virus is being helped by improved security and a containment of the disease. The worst Ebola outbreak in West Africa between 2014 and 2016, killing more than 11,000 people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The most senior Catholic found guilty of child